Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got a great program in store for you today. And you can call us 888-882-3684 is our number. I'm here. We're live. And you can pose your question related to medicine or nutrition. And if you did not hear the first hour of this program, by the way, this program is heard 2 hours each weekend, only 1 hour in some localities. We post the podcasts at drhoffman.com on Monday. And we had a very, very fascinating first hour. We talked about the tomato connection to arthritis. And we talked about the new study that suggests that for women with a common form of early breast cancer, DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, that treatment, aggressive treatment, sometimes involving mastectomy, even double mastectomy, makes very little difference at all in terms of survival. So what are we doing here? If you've got cancer, don't just stand there. Do nothing, and it could make no difference whatsoever. Really important implications for how we approach this very common medical condition. All right, 888-302-3684. The big story this week, and we already did a podcast on the subject with MIT scientist Stephanie Seneff. She has some very controversial views on glyphosate. Glyphosate is Roundup. And those of you who are home gardeners, you know about Roundup. You know, it's, you know, really gratifying to spritz those weeds on your garage, on your walkway, or on your driveway, and they just go away. They just destroys them, annihilates them. But part of GMO technology is to develop plants that are Roundup resistant. We now have Roundup-resistant corn and soy. It's about 90% of the corn and soy that we consume in this country. And whether or not you're concerned about Frankenfoods, you know, what are the effects of genetic modification on foods? This is going way beyond our previous techniques of hybridization, where, you know, obviously modern agriculture is the culmination of centuries and millennia of plant breeding. Now we're accelerating it by splicing genes into plants, and who knows what the consequences are going to be when we consume those plants. But that's another story altogether. What happens when you make Roundup-ready products, Roundup-ready plants, is that you end up spritzing fields very liberally with glyphosate. And ultimately, that glyphosate gets into the human food supply and into the environment. But it's said to only harm insects. It's said to not have any deleterious effects whatsoever on mammalian systems. So your dog, your cat, you, your kids will have no adverse effects whatsoever from all that glyphosate that we're putting on our fields. But Dr. Seneff heartily disagrees with that viewpoint. She's an outspoken GMO critic. And she even has raised the issue of whether our current dramatic uptick in autism cases may be related to glyphosate. She points to evidence that it's an endocrine disruptor. Glyphosate has actually been categorized now by the International Agency for Research on Cancer as a probable human carcinogen. Okay? And yet GMO advocates are pushing a bill in Congress. It was passed by the House, unfortunately, and is awaiting passage by the Senate, the so-called DARK Act, which will keep consumers in the dark about whether the products they buy are GMO or non-GMO. It will actually literally prohibit labeling of products as GMO-free. And, you know, notwithstanding efforts in certain states, Oregon and Vermont, to pass GMO labeling laws, the federal statute will contravene the local will of the people who want their products labeled. It's incredible that in a country where, you know, we value free speech and dissemination of truth, that we want to suppress that. But that's a political initiative. You can go to justlabelit.org to weigh in with your opinion. But the incredible thing that happened this week is that the New England Journal of Medicine, very, very conservative medical journal, by and large, you know, I still subscribe to it. Sometimes I ask myself, why do I subscribe to it? Because it's just basically a discussion of all kinds of new drugs and obscure diseases. And is it really relevant to the concerns that I share with you here on Intelligent Medicine? But it's important for me to keep up with what's going on, no question. But I was amazed and gratified to see that there was an article entitled GMOs, Herbicides, and Public Health. And stay with me for a few minutes, because I'm going to share with you some of the points made in that article. It says that the big concern now is that we are drenching and saturating our fields in herbicides. And now a lot of pests are becoming Roundup resistant. They're resistant to glyphosate. So we're having to put more herbicides, weed killers, on our fields to kill off the weeds. And we're now ramping up our use of 2,4-D. 2,4-D, if that sounds familiar, it's a component of the Agent Orange defoliant used in the Vietnam War. Now, we know that Vietnam veterans are applying in droves for disability and getting treatment at VA hospitals across the country for the consequences of Agent Orange. And that is a tip of the iceberg, because there's tremendous devastation of the population of Vietnam as a result of defoliation. And so, you know, it's kind of the law of unforeseen consequences. Okay, we're killing the weeds, but the Roundup Ready crops are enabling us to spray enormous amounts of these herbicides, potentially toxic herbicides, on our fields. And in New England Journal of Medicine, they write in this opinion piece, in our view, the science and risk assessment supporting the use of glyphosate along with 2,4-D is flawed. The risk assessment gave little consideration to potential health effects in infants and children. And also, they tested pure glyphosate, despite studies show that formulated glyphosate contains additives that make it more toxic than the pure compound. And they suggest that GM foods and the herbicides applied to them may pose hazards to human health that were not examined in previous assessments. They write, we believe that the time has therefore come to thoroughly reconsider all aspects of the safety of plant biotechnology. Wow, that's pretty amazing, coming from the pages of the New England Journal of Medicine. They also say, finally, we believe the time has come to revisit the United States' reluctance to label GM foods. Labeling will deliver multiple beneficial effects. It is essential for tracking the emergence of novel food allergies. Yeah, these foods are novel, so people might become allergic to them. But also to assess the effects of chemical herbicides applied to GM crops. And it would also respect the wishes of a growing number of consumers, like you and I, who insist that they have a right to know what foods they're buying and how they were produced. So, you know, they say that, you know, some people argue, and I, you know, when I post stuff on the internet, excuse me, on this subject, all kinds of people troll on me on Facebook. There are people who say, well, you know, that's unscientific. You know, you're just following like a party line. You know, organic foods, there's no, you know, that's junk science. And often these people are people who are, have, associations within the, agribusiness industry. And, therefore, you know, they minimize the harms because they want to see, plant technology advance. And they got a horse in the game. they've got a dog in the fight. They want to promote biotechnology. And so the argument that there's nothing new about genetic rearrangements, I'm reading from the New England Journal article, misses the point that GM crops are now the agricultural products most heavily treated with herbicides, and that two of these herbicides may pose risks of cancer. The final sentence, we hope in light of this new information that the FDA will reconsider labeling of GM foods and couple it with adequately funded long-term post-marketing surveillance. Hooray, hooray. Let's not ban GMOs. Okay, fine. They're, you know, the genie is out of the bottle. But at least let's look at the potential for toxic effects and let people know what they're consuming. Just go to justlabelit.org and register your disapproval of the DARC Act to your senator, because by the end of the summer, we may have lost our battle to get our foods labeled. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is our number for direct calls today. And if you've got a question and say you don't want to call today, you won't have a chance to get through, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com, and we will read your question and answer it on our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of our most popular podcast segments. By the way, we just reached an exciting milestone of 1 million podcast downloads. And in our newsletter this week, we commemorated that by listing the top 10 podcasts of so far 2015. And you can check out that article. We've now posted it at drhoffman.com, and you can do a sampling of some of our great podcasts. All right, let's talk now to Dennis in Somerville, New Jersey. How you doing, Dennis?
Hi, doctor. Good, thank you. Try to make it brief for your sake. 6'1", about 180. Exercise, not as much as I should. Not a lot of cardio. Blood pressures generally runs around 110 to the low 60s.
Mm-hmm. That is low. Yeah,
it's on the low side, and that's the what I've always thought causing my problem. And I've been told by different doctors to just eat more salt, you know. And because I feel fatigued, I feel, you know, I get short of breath. I do have mitral valve prolapse, but a recent
That's an important clue.
Stress has showed that it's closing. Okay.
Okay.
But I'll
so
tell you
just
what,
hang tight for a second. Let me just comment on the mitral valve prolapse. I wrote a book on mitral valve about 15, 20 years ago. And it's actually among all my books. It's just a little thin booklet, but it's really my most popular book, because so many people with mitral valve prolapse feel that they resonate with that book, that I really nailed their symptoms. Many patients with mitral valve prolapse have weakness. They have unexplained bizarre symptoms, palpitations, their chest sensations. They're just a bit of a wild and crazy lot. And so the low blood pressure may be part of what we might call autonomic imbalance, which is your autonomic nervous system, which You know, when you put the pedal to the metal, you want to go. And when you want to relax, you put the brakes on. Well, it doesn't work that well in mitral valve prolapse patients. There's just dysregulation. They feel nervous when they're trying to relax, sometimes sleep problems and anxiety. And when they try to exercise and, you know, they try to floor it, they don't get the acceleration that they should. So that's part and parcel of it. So, you know, what do you do for that? Well, keep going, Dennis. Describe what else you want to tell me.
The other thing that's always bothered me, and, I, and nobody's, no doctors, and I've gone to a couple alternative guys in addition to regular guys, and my pulse is, in the mornings especially, I mean, my pulse never goes over 60. In the mornings, it's like in the low to mid-40s. I mean, it's almost like I feel like I'm, and that's what it feels like. I'm just like not getting any blood going around. You know?
You're bradycardic. Okay, so what can be done? You know, clearly you need to get your adrenals checked out because your adrenals may be burnt out. That's something you might require some adrenal support. And you might even require, sometimes we use a medication to get blood pressure up. You know, just as there are medications to get blood pressure down, for some people it's the opposite problem. We actually want to raise their head of steam. They feel better. You can do this to some extent in natural ways by taking more sodium, like the doctors say, increasing your fluid intake, and by taking a supplement like licorice, which actually supports adrenal function and can, you know, actually help you raise your blood pressure. One of the consequences of too much licorice is hypertension. So you want to avoid it if you have high blood pressure. If you have low blood pressure, it is actually ideal. But do so under the supervision of a nutritionally oriented health practitioner because they know what they're doing. Magnesium, real helpful for mitral valve prolapse patients. So high doses of magnesium, even sometimes intravenous magnesium can give you more get up and go. Coenzyme Q10, very important for the heart action. So better yet try ubiquinol at 100 or 200 a couple of times a day. That can really help your heart function, help your the pumping action of your heart. You know, these are among the things that, that might help. And, you know, we need to do a little analysis as to why you're feeling tired. You know, you're reaching an age where maybe testosterone is declining too. DHEA may be low, and that could be part of the equation. So it may require a little more analysis to find out precisely, track down what's going on with you. All right. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about female Viagra. What's up with that? Newly approved by the FDA. Will it work? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And in a moment, we're going to talk about the FDA approval of what has been termed female Viagra. But first, this. You know, this morning I was faced with the usual dilemma because I was going to take my morning run. Nice, cool temperatures here in New York, a little bit of a break from, not exactly cool, but like relief from the dog days of August. So I decided to take an outdoor run. And the question was whether to take Neo 40, the pleasant-tasting lozenges, or the Super Beats, a powder that you mix in water, as my pre-exercise fortification. And I opted for Neo 40 because I didn't have that much time. I wanted to get back and get ready for the show. But yesterday I used the Super Beats, and I took an epic swim, like a 2,500-yard swim in the Y pool, and just experienced a great response to this nitric oxide boosting supplement. The principle is that you get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. And nitrates from beets convert to nitric oxide in the body, which can help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. So it's also for people who are not, you know, super elite athletes. It's good for your heart, your circulation, your blood pressure, and plus it boosts your energy and stamina all day long. So this morning I took the Neo 40. It was a little more convenient. They dissolve on your tongue, and they're pleasant tasting. And they work within 20 or 30 minutes to boost your exercise performance. So join me and take the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Challenge. And when you order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll get a 30-day supply of Super Beats free, so you can try both. Plus, you get a free book about the science behind nitric oxide, free saliva testing strips to check your own levels, and free shipping along with a money-back guarantee. Neo 40 and Super Beats together. You can take you know, one in the morning and another in the afternoon. They're tested, patented, and they work. Plus, now Super Beats comes in a black cherry flavor, which tastes great, so there's no reason not to give it a try. Call 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Or go to intelligentbeats.com. Again, that's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com. And now for something completely different. Female Viagra, so-called, has just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And this is the result of a long-standing controversy about whether they should approve this drug, which only works a little bit, to assist women's libido. You see, this is one of the great mysteries of medicine and science. What turns women on? And someone would answer, just be nice. just be nice to me. And that's the biggest turn on in the world. For men, it's more of a hydraulic problem, literally. You know, you can take a medication which expands your arteries and promotes your circulation, basically a nitric oxide-enhancing medication like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and kaboom, you know, things start happening in the genital region. But it turns out that a woman's main sex organ is between her ears. Yeah. And so banking on that proposition, a small pharmaceutical group called Sprout Pharmaceuticals has proposed a drug called flibanserin, which has a very unwieldy name, flibanserin. That's not too sexy. It doesn't sound like Viagra, Levitra. Those have, you know, great names. The new name for the drug, I mean, they should have had a naming contest for this because they ended up with the name Addy. It's spelled A-D-D-Y-I, which makes it seem like it should be pronounced Ad-Ye. Hear ye, Ad-Ye, Ad-Ye. But no, it's pronounced Addy, Addy, which is kind of the name that you would give to, you know, any listeners in Iowa. Maybe one of your cows would be called Addy. But this drug was previously rejected a couple of times. Finally, they approved it. And there may have been sort of political implications of this because men outgun women in this respect with about 20 or 30 different drugs. Women have nothing that's been approved by the FDA to even up the space race, so to speak, on the sexual front. And so what is this thing? Well, there's some misconceptions about ADDI, as it will be called. It is not female Viagra. It does not work on women's hydraulics, because women's hydraulics have very little to do. Blood flow, yeah, it's a factor in women's sexual response. But, you know, in studies, women have taken Viagra with, you know, very inconsistent results. Doesn't seem to make much of a difference. And, you know, look, whenever you take anything like that, there's a huge placebo effect. So it was very hard to test ADDI, because about 30% of the women who took ADDI felt that they got a benefit, and about 25% of the women who took a placebo felt that they got a benefit. So is it really Viagra? No, it works on the brain. It is actually related to the serotonin antidepressants, and it really works on the brain to relax the part of the brain that may be associated with libido and sexual enjoyment. But it has a very mild effect. And so among the misconceptions, no, it won't turn women into raging nymphomaniacs. It should only work that well. It doesn't really work that dramatically well in clinical trials, leading to its prior two rejections by the FDA. It barely works. But it might work pretty well for some women, and at least it's something that you can take. Another misconception is that maybe, a Bill Cosby type guy could, you know, put it in somebody's cocktail, you know, and use it as a date rape drug. And no, it can't be used as a date rape drug, because it takes a long time for it to work. You have to take it consistently for several weeks or months for an effect to be felt. And the effect is subtle, as we're not talking about raging libido. So these are some of the misconceptions that are associated with this new drug, ADDI. And, we can add it to the arsenal of things that are available to help with this problem. I mean, it really is a problem. The other concern is, are we taking women's flagging sexual desire and medicalizing it, turning it into a medical syndrome? It may be just that, you know, some women prefer, don't care for sex, no big whoop. Because we're now harnessing this supposed condition to the availability of new drugs, medical establishment and the media are going to hype this condition. They're going to give it, a name, women's hyposexual disorder, hyposexual syndrome, and so on. And some people refer to this as disease mongering. You know, conditions like ADD, bipolar disorder, these are conditions that have only rocketed into prominence in the popular lexicon because we now have new, available, and expensive and popular drugs that are designed to address them. So we shall see a very interesting experiment underway as FDA has approved ADDI as the first female FDA-approved sexual enhancer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number. We'll take some more calls when we return.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Kaufman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to Cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to Cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use Cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Here's an item that should provide you with a little bit of concern about, you know, those pre-washed salads, baby spinach, arugula leaves, and, you know, they say they're triple washed or pre-washed. And so you open up the package and you just put the stuff in your plate and you make a salad. Well, researchers at the University of California, Riverside, have discovered that small peaks and valleys in baby spinach leaves could be a key reason why there have been numerous bacterial outbreaks involving leafy green vegetables. The current practice is to use a disinfectant like bleach when they wash the vegetables. Don't worry, because you know, small concentration of bleach and it could be washed off. But because of the contours and nooks and crannies in the produce, the bleach, the disinfectant, doesn't reach the bacteria. And past research has found that about 20% of single food food poisoning outbreaks from 2003 to 2008 were attributed to leafy green produce, which is frequently consumed uncooked or raw. So bottom line, rinse those leaves, even if it says that it's been pre-washed. Just because it doesn't appear that there's any obvious dirt on the leaves doesn't mean that everything is cool. And discard any leaves that appear to be smelly or decomposing. All right, let's talk to Sally in New Jersey. How are you doing, Sally?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I love your show, and thank you for helping us all.
Oh, my pleasure.
I will be having total hip replacement in a month, and I have...
Hey, Sally, do you know the song Sally Can't Dance? That's an old rock and roll song. Okay, anyway, go ahead. I guess that's the case, but you will after your surgery.
Okay. I don't dance right now. I can't even walk.
Oh, okay.
So my question is, after surgery, how soon can I start taking my vitamins, and mm-hmm. what should I do to speed up the recovery? And before surgery, sure. I was told 2 weeks before to stop blood-thinning vitamins.
Right.
Is there any vitamin I can take, like magnesium, lutein, zeaxanthin?
Let's talk about that. That's a great question. And, you know, I've actually, if you go to our website at drhoffman.com and in the search box put in supplements for surgery, I wrote an article about that, and indeed there's a podcast on that subject as well that you can listen to, but I'll tell you some of the basics. I think that, you know, when they tell you don't take anything before surgery, what they're doing is they're just lazy. They just don't want to separate out the things that could be harmful from the things that could be beneficial. It's actually very important at the time of surgery that you have nutritional support with B vitamins and magnesium and zinc and things that support your immune system and help tissue repair. It is probably a good idea to avoid things that really thin the blood, like garlic extract, high doses of fish oil, although some studies show that surgical recovery is better with a little bit of fish oil in your system. High doses of vitamin E, you know, perhaps more than 200 international units of vitamin E, might thin the blood more. Generally, vitamin E is important for surgery recovery. So I tell people to take a multivitamin, take some magnesium, take some vitamin C, consider arginine as something that helps with surgical recovery. If you're having hips replaced, Vitamin D is very beneficial. So these are some things that you can do. And there's more detail on that subject in the article that I wrote and in the podcast that I did on supplements for surgery. I think you'll find that useful. Let's talk to Pam. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. You are just awesome. I have to say thank you like everyone else. I really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you so much.
The reason I'm thank you. The reason I'm calling is because of my mom. She's a diabetic, and she has like 90% blockage in one leg and 70% in the other leg. She just had a toe amputated, and I'm concerned because the other leg is swelling up. They did an angiogram on the other leg, and it started to swell up like a balloon, and I was really concerned, and I wanted to know what natural things I can do, give her to increase the circulation to the extremities, to her feet and her legs.
This is a tough one because, you know, it's so extreme that she's literally losing toes. I mean, I think that routine nutritional support can be helpful for people who have minor circulatory problems or trying to prevent such advanced problems from developing. But she's really a candidate for expert nutritional advice and treatment by, you know, a physician like myself. So we do see patients like your mom. And one of the treatments that can be helpful, although I don't know if she might be in delicate condition and might not tolerate it, is chelation therapy. Chelation therapy, with chelation therapy, I think I've saved multiple toes and limbs because it's an intravenous treatment that actually helps to promote circulation. And you need to come to a doctor's office for 20 or 30 or 40 or more sessions. Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes arduous to do that, but that's, I think, the premier therapy for restoring circulation. Then there are the supplements. Fish oil is beneficial. Vitamin E is beneficial. Pycnogenol is a wonderful circulatory enhancer. Or we can use OPCs. OPCs are from grapeseed extract. These can be helpful for enhancing circulation. And, you know, it's not a bad idea for her to consider something like Super Beets or Neo 40, because nitric oxide is a circulatory enhancer. But, you know, if you're diabetic, you really need proper control of the diabetes. I don't know whether she has type 1 or type 2, but if she has type 2, then it's very amenable to a dietary control. And, you know, controlling the diabetes will essentially halt the progression of the circulatory problems, and they can even be reversed to some extent. So, you know, there's a whole lot in our arsenal in terms of things that can be done. But, you know, you may need supervision to accomplish some of these things. It sounds like a foregone thing. One other therapy that can be helpful is testosterone therapy, even in women. It's a little more of a problem in women because the side effects of testosterone are more noticeable in women than in men. Men thrive on testosterone, and women might get perhaps an undesirable side effect like acne or growth of hair in parts of the body they don't want to have hair on. But testosterone is actually demonstrably effective for even these severe circulatory problems and worth considering. So, you know, get some help because it sounds like this is an extreme situation that may not just respond to some oral supplementation. Thanks for your kind words, Pam. All right, finally, share with you, here's news about a supplement that is beneficial in diabetes and that I recommend very highly and should be part of your nutritional portfolio. It's alpha-lipoic acid, and that's in light of a new study just out this week. Alpha-lipoic acid stimulates telomerase in vascular smooth muscle. Okay, well, what's vascular smooth muscle? It's the, you know, the muscle, it's the smooth muscle that lines the arteries and promotes circulation. So I would definitely include lipoic acid in a program to reverse circulatory problems. Telomerase is something that, think of it as the tabs on at the ends of shoelaces that keep the shoelaces from unraveling. If you have short telomeres, your chromosomes will unravel and you'll be subject to more degenerative disease and earlier death. And so if you lengthen your telomeres, you can essentially enhance your longevity. So proof positive that dietary alpha-lipoic acid can stimulate telomerase, the enzyme that lengthens telomeres, with positive effects on atherosclerosis. Thanks very much for joining us, and keep in mind that this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts, we've got a newsletter that you can sign up for, lots of great content at drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.